In other news this evening, the three Republicans vying for their party's nomination for Pennsylvania governor held a policy-focused debate this morning. As WHYY's Jim Saxa reports, the candidates differed more on style than substance.
Less is more. At least, that's what the three GOP candidates said on the debate stage at the National Constitution Center. Each argued repeatedly that less spending, less tax, and less regulation would mean more jobs for Pennsylvanians. To find savings, State Senator Scott Wagner said if elected, he would force agencies to rewrite their budgets from scratch.
I will immediately go to zero-based budgeting, and when we do that, I can assure you within the first year, we will find $1.5 to $4 billion.
On education, all the candidates said they want more charter schools. But attorney Laura Ellsworth added that the charter funding formula needs to be fixed.
Right now, we have a system where we are asking school districts to basically slit their wrists and bleed themselves to pay for these alternatives for other children. That makes no sense.
The Chamber of Commerce hosted a debate largely avoided social issues. But in response to a question on attracting new businesses, consultant Paul Mango attacked Wagner for co-sponsoring a bill prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity.
One thing I will not do is let people by gender identity come into our girls' locker rooms and schools in the name of generating business in Pennsylvania.
In response, both Wagner and Ellsworth defended the anti-discrimination bill, calling Mango's concerns unfounded. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.